From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. When Bill Keller was named executive editor of the New York Times yesterday, he noted that his appointment came on Bastille Day. He joked to the staff, "That's one of those be careful what you celebrate holidays." And it has indeed been a turbulent time at the Times. Heads have rolled in the aftermath of the Jason Blair and Rick Bragg reporting scandals. Bill Keller joined the Times in 1984. He was bureau chief in Moscow and South Africa, then foreign editor, managing editor, and columnist. He replaces the hard-charging Howell Raines, who was forced to resign as executive editor last month. Today we asked Keller how he'll go about healing morale at the Times.
The morale of the staff, I think, is already recovered quite a bit. People are much more focused on their work. I think there are, you know, pockets within the paper where people are still feeling beat up. And, you know, I've got to go around and talk to those people and try to finish the business of calming them down. You don't want to calm people down too much. There's a kind of ambient anxiety level that exists in any newsroom, and it's probably healthy. You know, newspaper reporters tend by nature to be restless, dissatisfied, maybe semi-neurotic, and insecure people. It's kind of in the nature of us, and a certain amount of that restlessness is important to fuel the reporting.
Your style, your approach are invariably being compared to those of Howell Raines, who got the executive editor job over you back in 2001.
Mm-hmm.
He was very fond of using military and sports metaphors to describe coverage. He talked about overwhelming force, flooding the zone. Were you concerned over the last couple of years about the direction that the paper was taking under Howell Raines and about that approach in particular that he favored?
Well, you know, sometimes that's the right way to go at a story. I mean, there's no question that in the aftermath of the terrorist attacks, you had to mount essentially a military operation. But there are a lot of other stories that you don't cover that way that require patience and reflection and enterprise. And, you know, the problem with treating every story like a war is you can march your army into the ground. They get fatigued, they get frustrated. You know, people in the newspaper business are willing to sacrifice an enormous amount, but eventually you got to give them a furlough. You know, you got to let them go home and see their kids. Otherwise, you know, they aren't going to be able to rise to the occasion the next time.
The same day that your editorship was announced, the New York Times ran a huge 2,100-word corrective story about a previous report that had to do with a record company executive. And in an editor's note about that story, said that the original report was based on fundamental misunderstandings of the subject. Critics, I suppose, would say that this just shows that even at a time of extreme editorial scrutiny at the Times, this was a case of extremely sloppy reporting and maybe not much has changed.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think about that?
Well, I can't address that particular case because I'm not in the newsroom yet. But I guess I would say if it was something that should have been spotted and prevented, I hope we can institute the safeguards to make that kind of mistake less likely in the future. But you're never going to get perfection. I mean, this is a business. We're not going to send minders out with reporters or bug their phones or, you know, institute a Patriot Act at the paper. No, I mean, who would want to work here or at a newspaper under a kind of constant cloud of suspicion? You know, you vet the people when you hire them. You train them carefully, you watch them closely, you evaluate them every year. But by and large, we depend in this business on a large degree of trust. And when you screw up, you own up to it.
I'm not sure that in an ordinary year that you and I would be having this conversation. I don't know that the new executive editorship of the New York Times would be that big a story. But this year it is because of what's happened with the paper and the reporting scandals. You're coming in at a time when everything the Times does is being extremely carefully scrutinized. How do you think that will change the nature of your job, and how daunting a prospect is that?
Well, I know we've been under a microscope. That's not altogether a bad thing. I mean, I think it's useful from time to time to understand what it's like to be written about, because it really teaches you something about the power and the responsibility that we have to be on the receiving end of it. Having said that, I'm really looking forward to a time, and I hope it's not far off, when the paper speaks for itself.
Well, Bill Keller, thanks for joining us.
Okay, pleasure.
Bill Keller takes over as executive editor of the New York Times on July 30th.